I got a few things I want to say.
It's Monday, October 26th, 2009. Thanks for tuning in to The Sounds in My Head. It's a bi-weekly music podcast featuring songs and bands I think you might have missed.
The word now is seize the time.
This time, let me introduce the band members one by one.
You know, all that does is intensify rage.
My name's Daniel. Thanks again for listening to The Sounds in My Head.
Seize the time.
That right there, brand new music from a band called The Ballet. from Brooklyn, New York. I like the ballet a tremendous amount, and I'm very excited about their new album called Bare Life, which comes out about a month from today, actually. And that song, The House on Fire, is from Bare Life. It's the first track that they've released from the album. That seems to be a thing bands are doing these days, is like releasing a single track from an album before it comes out. Maybe they've always done it, and I just never paid attention, but I've been noticing it a lot lately. So anyway, The Ballet, great little song right there. They're one of my favorite New York local bands these days. And the last time I saw them, they did a They Might Be Giants cover, which was very endearing to me. So up next, a band from Copenhagen. This band is called The Ravenettes. You've heard of them because they're famous for a pretty good reason. They're pretty darn good. And this new album, In and Out of Control, is I think their best to date. It's a great record, very listenable all the way through. Start to finish, it's all like 4 and 5 star songs, a couple 3 stars just mixed in, but it's mostly, top shelf music. We're gonna hear 2 songs. We're gonna hear Bang, followed by Last Dance, both by the Ravenettes, both from their new album, In and Out of Control, and both right now on The Sounds in My Head.
Bang, you're so vicious, baby. Bang, you should have had to control me. You're as cool as ice cream.
Legislative amendment.
Senator Al Franken proposing the Pentagon shouldn't hire contractors that make their employees agree in advance not to sue if they're raped by coworkers.
Seems like a bit of a slam dunk. Guess you want to start slowly there. How is that a loophole that needs closing?
Franken added the amendment because a 19-year-old woman was allegedly gang raped by a bunch of KBR workers in Iraq, then locked in a crate when she tried to report them. When finally she was freed and returned safely to the United States, she was told she could not sue KBR because of her contract fine print.
The old "it's okay if you get raped" clause in government contracts. Got us again.
I adore you, I always have.
There was a time for the unanimous passing of an amendment, the Franken Anti-Government Contractor Rape Liability Bill, would seem to be that.
The final vote on the Franken Amendment was 68 to 30. All nay votes on the amendment came from Republicans.
I understand that we're a divided country. There's some disagreements on health care. How is anyone against this?
The Congress should not be involved in writing or rewriting private contracts. That's just not how we should handle matters in the United States Senate.
No, that's exactly how you should handle matters in the United States Senate. What are you saying? It's not the government's business to decide who the government does business with. That's entirely your job. Go on.
Instead of eliminating arbitration, we should probably be looking for ways to utilize mediation and arbitration more in these kind of disputes.
These kind of disputes? It's the best euphemism you can come up with for gang rape? I suppose Jeffrey Dahmer was involved in dinner time arguments.
Crazy rhythm, here's the doorway. I'll go my way, you'll go your way. Crazy rhythm, from now on we're through. Here is where we have a showdown. I'm too high hat, you're too low down. Crazy rhythm, here's goodbye to you. They say that when a highbrow meets a lowbrow walking along Broadway, soon the highbrow, he has no brow. Ain't it a shame, and you're to blame. What's the use of prohibition? You produce the same condition. Crazy rhythm, I've gone crazy too. Now every Greek, each Turk, each Latin, the Russians and Prussians as well, when you seek the lure of Manhattan, you're sure to come under this spell. Your native folk songs you'll soon throw away. The Harlem smoke songs you'll soon learn to play. Can't you fall for Carnegie Hall? Oh, Danny, call it a day and we'll say, crazy rhythm, here's the doorway. I'll go my way, you'll go your way. Crazy rhythm, from now on we're through. Get on now, go. Here's where we have a showdown. I'm too high hat, you're too low down. Crazy rhythm, here's goodbye to you. Shoo, shoo, they say that when the highbrow meets a lowbrow walking along Broadway, soon the highbrow, he has no brow. Ain't it a shame? And you're to blame. What's the use of prohibition? You produce the same condition. Crazy rhythm, I've gone crazy too. Kick it! Absolutely pimp. That's fine. Down low. Jazz. I'm feeling hot as Brian. Crazy rhythm, here's the doorway. I'll go my way, you'll go your way. Crazy rhythm, from now on we're through. Oh, here is where we have a showdown. I'm too high hat, you're too low down. Crazy rhythm, here's goodbye to you. They say that when the highbrow meets a lowbrow walking along Broadway, soon the highbrow, he has no brow. Ain't it a shame? And you're to blame. What's the use of prohibition? You produce the same condition. Crazy rhythm, I've gone crazy too.
What exactly is your real objection?
It's a political amendment, really, at bottom, representing a sort of a political attack directed at Halliburton.
Yeah, just a thought. If to protect Halliburton, you have to side against rape victims, you might want to rethink your allegiances.
The very thought of you, and I forget to do the little ordinary things everyone ought to do. I'm living in a kind of daydream. I'm happy as a queen, and foolish though it may seem, to me, that's everything. The mere idea of you, the longing here for you. You'll never know how slow the moments go till I'm near to you. I see your face in every flower, your eyes and stars above. It's just the thought of you, the very thought of you, my love. Just the thought of you, the very thought of you, my love.
But all right, you don't want to defund taxpayer money going to Halliburton because a few of their employees gang raped someone and the company won't let the victim sue. Why don't we hear from four of the senators who voted against Franken's amendment on what we should do about Acorn?
My amendment would prohibit one more penny of taxpayer money from going to Acorn.
We've got to get corruption out of any organization that's taking taxpayers' money.
Repeated abuses of taxpayer dollars allowed to occur in their name.
It's unsustainable for any member of Congress to justify the continued funding of this organization.
Acorn is not above the law.
Well, I guess it's an efficiency thing. You don't want to waste taxpayer money giving it to someone who advises fake prostitutes how to commit imaginary crimes. You want to give it to Halliburton because they're committing real gang rape.
before that song, we heard two songs from Nelly Mackay. She has a new album out called Normal is Blueberry Pie, a tribute to Doris Day, and we heard Crazy Rhythm and The Very Thought of You, both from that record, which, as the name suggests, is an album of songs that were, you know, popularized by Doris Day. So if you liked those two songs, you'll want to check out the whole album because it all sounds a lot like that, sort of jazzy. Those are maybe even a little more upbeat than a lot of it. It's sort of got some slower numbers, but, you know, it's pretty good. Not my favorite Nelly Mackay ever, but it's an enjoyable record and, you know, worth your while. But just before I started talking, we heard from Delaware, the Spinto Band, doing the song Brazil. Of course, you know, that's an old standard, but for me it was made popular by the amazingly great Terry Gilliam film by the same name from the 1980s, Brazil. And their version that of it right there is definitely, you know, a cover of the Jeff Mulder version from the film. So, you know, big fan of that movie, and I had to put it on the show because, you know, I love that song and I love that movie, and it's a good excuse to play it. So that was from their EP recently released called Slim and Slender, which in addition to that Brazil cover has three other songs which are also worth your money. So check out the Spinto Band and Slim and Slender. Okay, up next, the soundtrack to the film Where the Wild Things Are. It's a soundtrack as made by Karen O of the Yeah Yeah Yeahs and the Kids, as they say. I'm not sure who the Kids are. But anyway, Karen O and the Kids. And, you know, this whole soundtrack, it's kind of lilting, sad music with these occasional kind of upbeat bursts of crazy. And it's actually a very good soundtrack, I think, as a whole, very listenable. And we're going to hear two songs from it. We're going to hear Building All Is Love and Worried Shoes. Worried Shoes being a cover originally by Daniel Johnston. So, Where the Wild Things Are, I saw the movie and I was disappointed, mainly because I loved that trailer so much. The trailer was so good. And the movie just not that good. It looks good, and the acting is good, but the story, if there is one, I don't know. You can feel free to disagree, but I thought it was lacking, sadly. But the soundtrack, pretty good. So here we go. And, you know, Carter Burwell, he did the score, and the score is also good. So musically and visually, great film, and this will be evidence of it. So here we go. Karen O and the Kids with Building All Is Love, followed by Worried Shoes, both from the Where the Wild Things Are soundtrack. Where else but right now on The Sounds of My Head.
Hey! Have you heard this broad, Michelle Bachman? The floor of a cave called, it wants its batshit back. And speaking of batshit, to reiterate my theme, if Obama hadn't been elected, would we have ever seen Glenn Beck cry on TV? On a park bench while masturbating, sure, but not on TV. And was there any better TV than watching this weepy, wonderful, special needs cousin of Rush Limbaugh? Angry one moment, then frightened, scolding, sobbing. We loved him because we've all known someone just like him, usually an ex-girlfriend.
Time when I grew tired of you.
What a good song. That was Never My Love by The Association, as covered by Har Mar Superstar from Los Angeles and featuring Adam Green on vocals, which, you know, kind of a duet there, and Adam Green makes everything better. So that was fantastic, and it's only available on the soundtrack to the film Whip It, which I have not seen, but I think it's a Drew Barrymore movie or something, or maybe she directed it. I'm not sure. I didn't actually even look into it, but it has a pretty good soundtrack. I'll say that much for it. So, you know, a lot of the stuff on the soundtrack, it's just kind of, you know, oh, I love that song by the Ramones. But it's got a lot of good stuff collected there on the soundtrack, including that song, which you can only get on the soundtrack. So you'll want to look into the Whip It soundtrack if you liked Never My Love right there. Okay, finishing up this episode of The Sounds of My Head, Laura Veers from Portland, Oregon, also has a new album coming out soon. It's called July Flame, and she's released 2 tracks from it for free in advance, which, as I said, seems to be the thing that people are doing these days. So we're going to hear Wide-Eyed Legless from her new album, which sounds exactly like Laura Veers in a very good way, because I've been a big fan of hers ever since, I don't know, I think her second album was when I discovered her for the first time and thought it was just excellent. So she's quite good, and this new album, you know, from the 2 tracks that they've released, sounds like it's going to be great too. So check it out, Laura Veers with Wide-Eyed Legless from her forthcoming July Flame, finishing up this episode of The Sounds of My Head.
Ever more pull
That does it for this episode of The Sounds of My Head. The music I talked over this week was called The Yes Men Theme, credit roll. It's by Neil Murgai, and it's featured in the film The Yes Men Fix the World, the new movie that's out. And the song is performed by Neil along with Sonny Jane's Red Bahart Festival. And they're a great kind of Indian jazz ensemble or jazz band, I believe. But anyway, I played the song multiple times because I think it's a great song. It was a good song to talk over. And I was playing so many other songs from movies that it just seemed to sort of fit. But I gotta say, The Yes Men Fix the World, in addition to it being a very good movie, which I think you'll laugh at and find funny and enjoy, because if you like my show, you're bound to like it. But also, I should mention that I'm in the movie. Not a huge part or anything, but you know, I'm in there, you can see me, because I work with The Yes Men a fair amount. So if you have any interest in The Yes Men, I would highly advise checking out The Yes Men Fix the World. A little bit of self-promotion beyond that, which I normally do. Kelly's in there as well. Kelly and I both work on Yes Men stuff, and we're both in the movie. So, and it's a good movie, so you should check it out. And if you like that music that I talked over, you should also pick up Neil's new album, which it's just come out, and it's going to be released digitally soon as well. So there you have it. That does it for this episode of The Sounds of My Head. If you like what you hear on the show, you can email me at daniel@thesoundsofmyhead.com or leave comments at thesoundsofmyhead.com. We'll see you again in 2 weeks on November 9th with an all-new episode of The Sounds of My Head.